Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And good Sunday morning to you. Welcome to Nature Notes with our natural son, Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Patio Furniture, bytheyard.net. Check it out. We'll talk about that coming up a little bit later on this morning. Cardinal Corner, though, it's a wild bird store that is everything for the backyard birder. Quality bird seed for sure. You're going to find bird feeders, of course, accessories, unique gifts for the nature lover. Pam and Lee own and operate this store. Two locations, West St. Paul and Newport Center. You can help the birds that hang around during the winter with high-energy suet, peanuts, black oil, sunflower seeds. What else? A golden safflower, things like that, all high in protein and fat. And read more about all of this, about myths and facts, too, about birds, in the January-February Cardinal Corner newsletter. Just subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. These items that you'll find, besides the obvious at the store, many of these items, purses, home decor, scarves, a lot of items not only made in America, made right here in Minnesota. Stop in. See Lee and Pam in West St. Paul, Butler and South Robert. Amy is at the Newport Center location, 651-455-6556, or online at cardinalcorner.com. You will see Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning to you, Jim. It's officially 4 below 0.
Four below. You know what? I've got to get my paper in order here. I think we got the same. Yes, I was out at 7 o'clock. I have so many numbers in front of me. 4 o'clock, or at 4 o'clock, minus 4 here at 7 a.m. On the northwest side of Lake Pocone, located about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. It's quite cloudy, but the planet Venus was bright over Lake Pocone. Northwest, you know, northwest winds, and I'm sure someone will text in temperatures maybe well below a minus 20 mark. Also, I noticed that I went out through our garage here, and we've got a entry door with a couple panes of glass on it. Beautiful frost patterns this morning. Look like miniature forests. Sandy and I are certainly looking forward to hosting the trip to France. You just heard the ad just a few moments ago. Next August 3rd to the 12th. And as the ad said, 2019 marks the 75th anniversary of the U.S. liberating France from Nazi Germany. And we'll be visiting D-Day sites and the Normandy area. But 2019 also marks the beginning of the Renaissance. 500 years ago in the Loire Valley, which we'll also be visiting. The trip has been planned by Michael Kenny, friend of Denny's, who's planned trips that Denny has been on, and as a host, with your son and your wife, too.
Well, that's true, yeah, many times.
They keep talking about Tony on the trips and Sandy, your wife. But I just mentioned it's defined. destinations.com, and also can reach these people at 651-398-9358. Love to have anybody who's interested be on this trip.
Sounds like a great trip.
Oh, yes. Sunrise, oh, I should say moonset. Moonset is right now, 7:14. But we'll go sunrise. Sunrise, 7:44. Sunset, 5:02. So today in the Twin Cities area, we have 9 hours and 20 minutes of daylight. We're gaining daylight at a rate of 2 minutes per day now, and have gained 14 minutes of daylight since last Sunday, and a total of 34 minutes has been gained since the winter solstice on December 21st. And of course, that was our shortest daylight amount for the entire year at 8 hours, 46 minutes here in the Twin Cities area. Normal high for day, 24, normal low, 7. So here are some of the records, which I think are really fun. Records for today, January 20th, in the Twin Cities. High, 52. That was set 111 years ago, 1908. The record low, minus 32. That was set 131 years ago on this date, 1888. So we go high 52, low minus 32. The most snow we've ever had on this date happened 37 years ago. I remember the storm really well because we got stuck in it with our kids. 17.1 inches of snow fell on this date in 1982.
Well, I remember that one.
Yep. So tonight is full moon. Moon will rise at 4:40, and it's also a super moon. A super moon is when you have a full moon, and it's in its closest point to the Earth in its elliptical orbit. When that happens, the moon is 14% larger than it is at the most distant point. Tonight, the moon is about 222,000 miles from the Earth, about 30,000 miles closer than it was at its greatest distance from the Earth on January 8th. So tonight is also a lunar eclipse when the Earth passes between the Sun and the Moon. Don't want to miss the eclipse of the Moon tonight. We won't have a chance to see another one in North America until 2022, another lunar eclipse. If the skies are clear, the entire eclipse will be visible in all of North and South America, as well as Greenland, Iceland, Norway and Sweden, Ireland, Great Britain, Portugal, and on the coasts of France and Spain. During totality, the moon will look red because of sunlight scattering off the Earth's atmosphere. That's why an eclipse moon is sometimes known as the blood moon. In January, when the full moon In January, the full moon is also known as the wolf moon. So tonight, get out and see the eclipse of the moon, which is also the super moon, blood moon, and wolf moon.
Let's hope the clouds give us a break tonight.
Oh, I know. Many of us are hoping for clear skies tonight so we can have the opportunity to view the total lunar eclipse and, of course, the super moon. I just want to list some of the times here just so people can kind of get in their head what they might be looking for. And you know what? Even if we have some clouds, the lunar show could be visible during breaks in the cloud cover. And if the clouds are the high cirrus types, the supermoon and eclipse will be visible through a thin veil of clouds. The eclipse begins at 8:36 tonight. That's in the penumbra, the lightest part of the Earth's shadow. But the dark part, when you start noticing the shadow going across, 9:33. And then total eclipse, 10:41 until 11:43. So the best time to watch the eclipse of the moon tonight is between 9:33 and 10:41. So you can see the shadow of the Earth going across the moon from 9:33 to 10:41. And then it's total eclipse until 11:43. Since 1972, the Minnesota Astronomical Society has been making the wonders of the cosmos available to the public. They use one of the largest and most, oh, or I say they are one of the largest and most most active amateur astronomy organizations in the whole United States and welcome new members to experience all that's out there in the universe. They are sponsoring a total lunar eclipse public star party tonight at their Eagle Lake Observatory from 7 to 11:45. Eagle Lake Observatory is located in Baylor Park, just off County Road 33, near Norwood Young America. That's just west of Waconia. Check their website for more information. And their website is easy. It's MN for Minnesota, MN Astro, A-S-T-R-O. So MNASTRO.org. Star Party will, of course, be canceled if it's cloudy, and you can get that information from their website, MNAstro.org. Lots of things happening outside. Listen for blue jays now gathering in small, noisy groups most mornings, vocalizing J, 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 but also we can hear their pump handle, also known as a spelunker, spring call. I first heard it January 14th. That was last Monday. Julie Brophy heard the blue jay pump handle call in Victoria on January 12th. Red foxes are roaming in pairs. They are normally solitary and only seen in pairs as the mating season approaches, and that's what's happening now. White-tailed deer bucks continue to lose their antlers. In northern Minnesota, common ravens do elaborate courtship flight maneuvers, including steep dives, tumbles, and rolls. I've actually seen them like flying upside down for a moment. It's just a wonderful sight. From Red Wing south beyond the Iowa border, look for wintering bald eagles and flocks of common mergansers where open water is found in the Mississippi River. Got many reports. Do we have time for some of those?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you can go all the way now, Jim. I was going to mention we've had various texts about temperatures around CCO land. Here's one that came in a moment ago you might be interested in. Seagull Lake at the end of the Gunflint Trail, 44 below zero.
And that's not a wind chill.
No. That's air temp. In fact, we double-checked, and Crane Lake is reporting minus 40 up there. So there.
Lake minus 40. Incredible.
Wow.
Yes. It makes you want to dress in layers.
I guess.
Yes. Excuse me. Well, Julie Brophy says, a pair of pileated woodpeckers is visiting the suet feeder in our yard, and seven mourning doves come for seeds. After darkness sets in each day, flying squirrels glide into the yard. They love unsalted peanuts in the shell and walnuts. In spite of the very cold temperatures yesterday, high of plus 9 in Victoria and also Waconia, the sun's rays were intense enough to melt some snow off the south-facing roof of our house, leading to dripping water. And then icicles formed later in the afternoon once the sun passed farther to the west. That's from Julie. So Julie Brophy, Victoria, said icicles were forming yesterday in the cold. Michael Ravness from East Bethel reports that last weekend and again this past Thursday, Friday, and yesterday, a pair of eastern bluebirds was seen drinking from their heated bird bath. A red-breasted nuthatch visitor from the north has been coming to their feeding station. Also coming are up to six black squirrels. That's the melanistic form of the gray squirrel. Mary Brislance from Lutzen. She reports that yesterday morning the temperature there was minus 9. She lives on the ridge above, just above Lutzen, not that far from the water. So it was minus 9. But up the Gunflint Trail was minus 30. And as we just heard, way at the end of the Gunflint Trail, minus 44 this morning. Pine siskins are the most numerous of our bird feeder birds, but black-capped chickadees, red-breasted nuthatches, blue jays, one Canada jay, Woodpeckers such as downy, hairy, and pileated also come to eat seeds and suet. A barred owl comes each evening at 5:15 for chicken scraps, and flying squirrels come each evening for sunflower hearts, peanut butter, and suet. Art and Barb Straub from Le Sueur have a trail camera they use on a nearby wooded trail to find out what wildlife uses the area both day and night. Now, that's when they're not there. This piece of technology lately recorded American crows, chickadees, juncos, plus a bald eagle and hawks, blue jays, and European starlings. That was during the day. At night, this trail camera recorded mice, raccoons, opossums, and deer. How about that? Ben Mace from the Intown Marina on the south side of Lake Waconia reports that the ice is 15 to 20 inches thick. Northerns bite during the day, as do sunfish. Sunfish like 10 to 14 feet of water near weed beds. Crappies bite in the early evening, maybe in a little bit deeper water. Biggest crappie caught so far, 16 and a half inches long and weighing in at 3 pounds and 12 ounces. That's one big crappie. Walleyes bite overnight. I see lights coming from the fish houses. There's got to be 500 fish houses out here. But I see lights out there, so some people are staying out there all night trying to catch a walleye. Diane and Dave Herring live near Waterville and report seeing a pair of bald eagles on Friday, just this past Friday the 18th, flying in unison over Lake Sakata doing acrobatic swoops and dives. They also saw a pair of bald eagles doing the same pairing behavior this past Wednesday the 16th over rural Elysian. Yesterday, with 4 inches of new snow on the ground from Friday's snowfall, their feeding station was a busy place. Many hungry birds, including a female pileated woodpecker, are eating from a block of suet, just one of those small blocks of suet. Ray and Marlene Simon, who live on the edge of Northfield, report that during the snowfall this past Friday, they got 4 inches. Between 4 and 5, they counted, this is on Friday, they counted 30 northern cardinals at one time at their feeding station. Now, we had 16. I thought that was good. What the cardinals seem to like is cracked corn on the ground. And so they've got these 30. Yesterday at 5 p.m., they counted 14 mourning doves and 6 deer eating seeds on the ground at their feeding station. They have 17 species of birds coming to their feeding station each day. Last September 20th, a tornado hit their property. They have a few acres. They lost over 100 mature trees. Now, yesterday, Ray was out cutting wood again. He's cutting up these trees. And it was, they had a low of -4 and a high of 8. She's out there cutting trees. And I told him, boy, Ray, you're one tough man to be able to do that in that type of temperature, and especially with a northwest wind. Did we get any more temperatures, air temperatures?
Let's see. We got a couple. Let's see. Here is one. Well, I tell you, here's another report. Tell Jim, please, we heard owls calling each other at 3 this morning for the first time this winter. That's Barb and Shakopee.
Those are probably great horned owls.
The great horned. And let's see if I can grab one more. Chatfield, Minnesota, -7, 6 below. Farmington, and in Centuria, Wisconsin, -12 there. So there's a couple more for you.
Okay. All right.
We have about a minute.
Tom and Lisa Bovers, they're from Faribault. They got about 6 inches of snow on Friday. On January 12th, Tom saw an active woolly bear caterpillar moving slowly but going across a gravel road. On Monday the 14th, he heard house finches singing their spring songs, and he's seen two foxes on Monday the 13th. And there we go back to this possible pairing behavior already, because you don't normally see them together, but he saw two on the 13th. On the 15th, and Alexander Park, in the same hackberry tree, At least four eastern bluebirds and a northern flicker and house finches, they were all eating this hackberry fruit. The Cannon River on Friday, Tom saw two great blue herons, and that was just before the snow had started, and a belted kingfisher just along the river, which is partly open, and on the open river, Canada geese, mallard ducks, and common mergansers. And this, you know, wherever there's some open water, these birds are taking advantage of it. Any more temperatures coming in?
I think that'll do it for today, Jim.
All right.
Looks pretty good. And let's hope for the moon, the visibility tonight. We can check
Summarize,
back with you.
We need clear skies.
Yep.
And the people up in, what was it? Gunflint Trail, minus 44, Seagull
Wow.
Lake, right now.
How
Dress in layers, everybody.
I should say, even here, too. All right, Jim, let's talk 1 week from today.
Look forward to it.
Jim
bye
Gilbert. Yes, bye-bye. Jim Gilbert's Nature Notes next Sunday here on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.